As they left the courthouse, the parents of the defendant, Brandon Oliveri, maintained their son's innocence.
It was a fixed trial.
Through the week-long trial, the jury heard from several eyewitnesses that Oliveri walked up to Salvatore Denubili and pulled a gun, shooting both Denubili and the defendant's own friend, Khalir Miller. Prosecutors showed jurors' cell phone records, surveillance video, text messages, and social media posts to corroborate the witnesses' accounts. Assistant District Attorney Matt Krause.
We believe that justice has been served, but we'd really like to remind everybody that this is about the memories of the victims, Sal Denubili and Khalir Miller.
Bob Mozena represented Oliveri.
I thought that it was a third-degree case rather than a first-degree. We did our best. Very sad, tragic case.
Salvatore Denubili Sr. says he's forever changed by the loss of his son.
We relived every day this tragedy over and over, every day this week.
We're never going to be the same. Our lives are over. Our lives are ruined. But we just got one little bit of justice today, and we're thankful for that.
Oliveri will be sentenced in about 2 months, facing 35 years to life in prison. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.